I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, October 2nd. Among the stories about the Big Dipper, one that I really feel captures the connection to time comes from the Native American Iroquois, or Haudenosaunee people, of what is now New York State. First, the Big Dipper is known to them as the Great Bear. Not so much an elaborate picture, but a suggestion, with the Dipper portion as the bear and the handle stars marking three hunters. Beginning now, the colorful leaves represent the hunters shooting the bear, providing meat and clothing and tools. But the bear's spirit continues, and so he settles even lower, preparing to hibernate through the winter. Even by December, it is encouraging to see the bear climb higher, signaling the lengthening of the days. While there is still much winter ahead, by March the bear is high in the northeast, having come out of hibernation, climbing into a tree in search of honey. During the spring, he comes back down, finding strawberries by June and fruits and fish throughout the summer. All this time, the three hunters follow the bear so that next September, the bear again sinks lower into the northwest and the hunt takes place all over again. It is a cycle of time and of life. Along with time, the Big Dipper guides us through the stars, Friday on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.